Hey people, this is Food for Thought with Marcel. Today we got a special episode entitled How to Keep a Healthy Marriage and or Relationship Growing Strong. This is a huge topic in so many people's households, and so many people don't know how to get started even on living with each other, even though they've been living with each other for years, and they struggle with this. And it's a huge topic that really needs to be expressed and heard. I'm so excited about doing it. Today I have my special guest, which is my wife, Mrs. Jillian Fitzgerald. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
So I'm so happy for you to join me today and talking about this topic that is so much needed. What do you think about marriages and relationship in general with the struggle of it?
For me, I think, like, you know, with marriage, I mean, I think it's a great thing. Marriage is a great thing. I think you do have to have, like, a lot of communication. So that's, like, one, you know, thing that mm-hmm. I think about when I think about marriage. Communication is a big key, because we can't read each other's mind. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have different feelings, or there's something that's bothering us. So it's good to just communicate, you know. And then I would say, you know, being honest with each other as well is an important thing for me in a marriage. And so I think with, you know, honesty, like if there's something bothering you, or something, you know, you don't like the other, you know, your spouse, about your spouse, or, you know, just kind of like communicate that in a nice way, of course. But I think communicating that instead of holding it in, it works. So, you know, sure. A lot of communication in a marriage works. I think a lot of communication with me and you.
Yes.
I think we always kind of communicate, keep everybody in the loop of things.
Yes.
So we're kind of like in tune.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. That's at the top of the list, is communication. Without communication, there is nothing. We've been married 11 years, and it's not been an easy road. We've had our bumps and bruises, but I think the thing that has tied us together is our ability to communicate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
There also has some key points in which you can share your insight on and what has helped us. Number one, I would say remind your partner and yourself that you appreciate them. Don't take them for granted whatsoever. Don't feel like, okay, you're my wife, so you should do this, or vice versa. You know, you're my husband, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I know things that me and you do is, you know, we both work. We both work and we both provide in this household. So I don't expect for my wife to come home and cook and clean the dishes, and I just come home and just sit on my ass while she do that. So what I try to do to show my appreciation towards her getting off work, being tired and cooking for the family, is I make sure that I'll clean the dishes, yeah. Wash the dishes behind you, and
yeah.
You know, tell you to go sit down.
Mm-hmm. Help each other. Teamwork.
Yeah, it's
definitely a lot of teamwork. Sometimes you need that teamwork. And like you mentioned, appreciation, I think, yeah, it's a big thing. Because you do want to feel like, you know, you're married, but you're also together, and it's a purpose of being together, mm-hmm. and just appreciating the little things that you do. So one thing I would say, like saying thank you for like little things.
Yes.
It's appreciation to one another.
That was next on my list. It's funny you said that.
Yeah. So, you know, just saying things, thank you to little things kind of make you feel good that, you know, that you felt, that you seen that and you appreciate what I did.
Yes.
Or what you did.
Yes. We both try to say thank you to each other for the smallest things. It could be the smallest things. I don't take that for granted. If she can prepare my lunch and breakfast for the next day, I'll just say thank you, baby. I really appreciate that. You know, that saying thank you goes a long way. It really goes a long way in your relationship, and we do try to do that. One of the next key points I would say is what we've been doing, and we've been doing it unconsciously, but when you read and research on it, people always say, you know, when you leave the house or you come in the house, always give your spouse and significant other a hug, a kiss. And this is something we've practiced ever since we've been together.
Yeah, we have.
Every time I wake up in the morning, going to work or you going to work, mm-hmm. we always say, hey, bye, baby, have a great day. And give each other a kiss and show that form of affection. Yeah. It goes a long way.
You know, and also, you know, life is never promised. Mm-hmm. So, you know, saying, you know, I love you and that kiss, you never know if that's the last.
Yeah, that's true.
And that would be sad, you know, but also I feel like it's also a connection.
Yeah.
You know, you kissing me or me kissing you bye or hi. I think that, you know, because if I had a bad day at work and you come and give me a hug or a kiss, it kind of like takes that away.
Yes.
So I think that's just kind of like, you know, the affection.
Yes.
And I really like affection, as you know.
Yes, of course you do.
I'm a cuddler and a kisser.
And I am too, though. I am too. You know, and sometimes you really don't feel like it.
No.
We both have a hard day. I know I have hard days. Sometimes I want to make a beeline straight to the basement. And sometimes I do, you know, I do go to the basement or, you know, go upstairs and shower first. But before I do any of that, I make sure that we, you know, we greet each other with a kiss and a hug, even when we don't. It might be a dry kiss. Sometimes it is. People, we ain't getting on here acting like we phony,
no mushy,
and
acting mushy.
Like we perfect.
1, 2, 3, kiss, bye.
And we give each
hey,
other.
How you doing?
Bye, baby. I hope you had a good day.
Yeah.
But it still goes a long way from not showing any affection to one another, because that can create a habit, and then that not giving each other that affection, then it just turns more into turmoil. and get you more distant from your partner.
Yeah.
So those little small...
Yeah, affection is important too. Like,
yeah.
Like even though the kiss, but even affection I think is important, because sometimes if you don't have that affection, sometimes like... you don't feel wanted, and here comes like not appreciated, but just like I wanted, or you know, even when you could compliment each other, that's kind of like an affection to me. But I think affection is, you know, important too, because that connects you together to me as well.
Yes.
I think, you know, sometimes I feel like if I'm sitting on the couch or whatever, I want to cuddle with you next to you and I'm watching a movie, I feel more comfortable if I'm cuddling with you watching a movie. I just feel, if you feel the love.
Yes.
And that kind of like that affection brings you together to me.
It does.
You know,
it does.
While you grow.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. What I think has helped over the years is by showing that affection. And it took us a while to get here, people. This is not an overnight. Me and my wife been married for 11 years. And I would say, you can give your opinion. I would say over the last 4 years, is when we really have been growing strong.
Yeah.
And we've been married 11
years.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not to say we... You know, we haven't had happiness and we haven't loved each other married over those years. It's just, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. I can say one thing that I've learned, and I think you learned as well, is that you both have to really, truly work on it every day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to be willing to make changes and compromises.
Compromise.
Yeah, and that's easier said than done, right? That's
Easier. Compromise is a big thing, yeah. It is easier said than done, but you do got to compromise because, you know, sometimes two people are raised differently.
Mm-hmm.
So they think a certain way. They think, you know, this is the way how it should be done. But then you think another way. Or you have these rules, but they don't believe in your rules. It's a lot of compromising. But, you know, I think talk it out and try to come with an agreement and work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you both working with each other, compromising,
mm-hmm.
it works. You know, you have to, you know, it does, it works. Because we're two different human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a male and I'm a female, too. So that's different.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a lot
I'm
different.
Emotional.
I was, I was looking on your list into something that really stands out that me and you talk about a lot. It's date night. Can you kind of elaborate on a date night?
Yeah, I think for me, date night is a great connection in marriage and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to be married. You could be in a relationship. And, you know, even in a relationship, you talk over the phone all the time. But if you don't go on dates to get to know each other, that date night, if you have kids...
Mm-hmm.
Small kids, you need to go on date night because you need that one-on-one connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go out to the restaurant or wherever you want to go, but you have that one-on-one connection. No one's around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you have kids or whatever, and you could actually have great conversation,
mm-hmm.
and actually leave out of the restaurant happy and
mm-hmm.
and feeling good about each other, one another. So with those date nights, sometimes it's good to. It's a great communication. It's a great one-on-one. It kind of like brings you back to where you started,
mm-hmm.
when you first were dating that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you don't go when you're married and when you got kids and stuff like that. You get so blocked with all this stuff or you're so busy, you don't get to date each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think to me it's very important because I enjoy going to the movies. We go to restaurants. I mean, we try to do all kind of little things and I think it connects us a lot more. And
I agree.
Builds a relationship as well.
I agree. It definitely keeps the spark in your marriage because
mm-hmm.
what happens is on a day-to-day basis, you know, you really can become just roommates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really can, but just due to the day-to-day activities of work and kids like that. And then, you know, you really just start treating each other like roommates because you're not having that alone time that drew you together in the first place. So my advice to you, now me and my wife kids are older. My daughter is 19. My son is going on 18. We had our kids young.
Not super young.
But younger.
Well, in the 20s at least.
Yeah, in the 20s. But, you know, we were, you know, even then, so when they were younger, we still made those times to do a date night. And sometimes a date night, it doesn't have to be outside your house depending on your circumstances. If you don't, you know, if you don't have a babysitter, which happens a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's things that you can do, you know, like when you can, you know.
Make dinner for each other. Remember we did candlelight dinner. So, you know, we didn't have the kids or something. I remember. And like, well, I think you took a turn and I took a turn. We actually, and we get dressed for this too. So we make it fun. That's
mm-hmm.
another thing to make it fun.
Yeah.
Because we actually, we do date night, but we get dressed up like we're going out, you
mm-hmm.
know, even in the house. We did date night where I put out a dress, you got dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
We had the candles going and we set out dinner like a restaurant and we did it at home.
Yeah,
and that was fun with jazz music playing.
Yeah, I adore it.
We even were dancing in the house.
Yeah. Our baby girl would think we were crazy, like sometimes if she saw us, like, what are y'all doing?
They don't realize that.
They don't realize how important that is. You know, it keeps that spark. It keeps that energy going within your marriage.
Yeah, I think day night is fun.
One of the next things I would say that's important is to be sure to take care of your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Any people that know me and my wife, we're known for the couple that people say always dressed up. Y'all always dressed up. Y'all always overdressed for things
even
like
for
that.
Even for a barbecue.
Yeah. Even for a barbecue or anything. And it's not like we put on suits or anything like that, people. We just, whenever we, it's not even outside the house, you know, just outside the house where we do this. You know, I take care of my appearance. I make sure I'm shaved and I'm groomed. I make sure I'm hitting the gym, make sure I'm keeping my body healthy. And it's not solely for her, my wife. It's for me first. And that's what you got to understand, people. It's for me. It's for the individual first. It's for you first to take care of yourself and me take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And once we do that, you know, we creating that spark, because when we looking at each other, we making sure that we you know, we stand fit and we always groomed. My wife keep mm-hmm. her hair done. Even if she in the house, she could have just, you know, cooked dinner and everything. She'll go upstairs and fix herself up. And I make sure I do the same thing.
Yeah. I think it's for also to be attracted to one another. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you always want to have that spark and that attraction to one another. So, you know, just like you say, that appearance is important as well, because when you look like, you know, balmy, or, you know, your hair is not done. I mean, it's not that you have to be all makeup up in the house, but it's just kind of like looking nice sometimes. So then your husband looks at you and says, wow, this is my wife. I'm attracted to her. I might want mm-hmm. her right now. mm-hmm. You know, true. Those are the things, you know, I want to kiss you. You know, just that appearance, that attraction that you want to keep, because you want him to be interested in you. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's other beautiful women. There's other good looking men. And you're going to see them, but it's, you know, you see them when you're at work or when you're at the gym or in the mm-hmm. mall or the mm-hmm. grocery store. But you know how your husband takes care of himself and your wife takes care of herself. And, you know, your parents keeps you attracted to each other, too.
Definitely.
Which
definitely.
Keeps that spark going for one another, I think, is important as
it
well.
It is important. One of the next things is one of the things that me and my wife, we struggled for, you know, this is one of our biggest things we struggled with, and is watching your words. And I know a lot of people say that a lot. You know, you just say, you know, watch your words in your marriage, watch your words in your relationship. But this is truly easier said than done. Yeah. You know,
respect.
And
I think when you say watch your words, it comes out of respect as well. But yeah, just because you don't want to hurt each other's feelings.
You don't want to hurt each other's feelings.
Because there is a lot of things said to because you want to, like, because you're in this argument and then you want to, like, outdo the other.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And then you say hurtful things, and then, yeah, you could, you know, forgive, but it's hard to forget.
Yeah.
And so that could cause an issue in your marriage later on if you haven't forgotten and you're thinking back, resentment.
Yeah, it causes resentment. I know, you know, in our earlier marriage.
What you say. Yeah.
Well, I would get mad and I would say hurtful things, and then you would say hurtful things to me. And then what it became is now we're trying to out-hurt each other with the words we saying.
Yeah.
You know, we trying to really be on top of what you just said. Now I'm going to try to hurt you more. And what that would do is just, even when we would make up, those things would pop back up because, you know, you're still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about the things you said. So, you know, that would spark up. Like, if we're getting into it, then make another argument, go back into that argument.
Yeah, and it could get real bad.
And it can get real ugly, as you all know.
Words are tough. Everybody knows words are tough, you know.
Words are really tough.
To each other, and then, you know, if you talk about the family, your mom, dad, then it's even worse.
Yeah, and then it's worse. And then it get brutal. And, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of you all are struggling with that. And we're definitely not perfect to say we mastered that, but we have gotten so much better.
Yep. Even arguments, but kind of like brushing them off a little bit.
Yeah,
quicker.
Just brushing it off. Just starting to realize, I think, through our
maturing. Yeah, it's a mature thing too.
I think it's definitely a mature thing. Through our 11 years, we've realized that a lot of the stuff that we're talking about or arguing about is dumb. So yes, we still get a little heated. That's never going to change. You're going to get a little heated with your spouse, your significant other. It's just human nature. But what we're learning and starting to realize is how small it is and how easy it is to walk off from one another.
Yeah.
One of the next things I would say is important, and me and my wife talk about this more and more, even as we done matured now, is watching the people that we hang around.
Okay.
You know, as a couple, me and my wife, we like to hang out with other couples and things like that. Yeah, we like
we
to host things.
Bring people to our homes.
Bring people to our homes. We have friends that are couples that we've been friends with for years, and they're married. We try to hang around married couples that's full of positive energy, as well as when we're alone as individuals hanging out. We try to watch the people we hanging around. You know, I don't need to be hanging around with no guys that's going to pull me to negative town and have me clubbing it and out there, you know, and causing friction in our relationship. And the same for you. And even when we hanging around with other couples, we don't want to be around couples that have a ton of drama. And it's not to say that we're better than anyone. But we're, as you're trying to keep your relationship strong
and grow,
you want to be around couples that has that positive energy, that show each other a lot of affection and show each other a lot of love and trying to grow as well, right?
Yeah, I think too, you know, where your friends and couples, you want to make sure too that, you know, that just so you want to like, because you want to grow with them as well. And so I think that, you know, that they have goals in their marriage or relationship is good. Because you want to learn off of each other as well. So you want to make sure that your friends too are, you know, they have these type of goals. They want to do better in their marriage and their personal self. So, you know, there's some type of friends sometimes you want to be around as well. Because you don't want to be like, you know, or they're unhappy all the time. You know, even though they go through things too, like we said, but if they're unhappy all the time, then they kind of like bring you down. Or they might bring that negative relationship or that vibe to your marriage because you get an attitude because you're upset because you're listening to that. And it kind of like could bring that negative stuff vibe to your marriage.
That's true. Sometimes it can rub off on you.
I also think you also got to give each other space, you know. So sometimes you need alone time, like you want to go to the basement. Or maybe I want to read a magazine. What are you? So in a marriage and relationship, you do have to give each other space.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
And there is time to hang out with your friends, and but you have to hang out right, like you mentioned. Like, you know, if you got a single friend and he's clubbing or whatever, he's really looking for a female, but you're married. So what are you gonna do when he's talking to a female? You just stand there, you know, while married man. So you just got to be careful who you are hanging around with, because you don't want to bring that to your marriage or relationship.
Yeah, as far as this.
But you do need that space.
Yeah, as far as the space, it's definitely needed, people. Me and my wife hang around each other a lot, but we do get space from each other. She has her things she like to do. I have my things I like to do. As I have gotten older, I don't hang out as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But when I do hang out, you know, if I'm going to shoot pool or, you know, I'm at the gym or, you know, whatever I'm doing, you know, on my own time, I'm making sure that those guys that I'm hanging around with, they're on the same page as me. You know, I'm not choosing those guys that's going to have me, because it don't help me grow. It don't help my relationship, and it don't help me grow. You know, as we get older, we like to be around people that can help us grow as well. So when you do have space, make sure you have space with individual that's like-minded as yourself. One of the biggest things as well is keeping it spicy in the bedroom, people. You got to keep it spicy in the bedroom. You know, we tired. And, you know, we work long days.
We got kids.
You got kids. And sometimes you just don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm not finna act perfect. Sometimes I don't feel like it. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, you don't feel like it. But what we do is we hold each other accountable. My wife is happy to tell me, you know what? You've been slacking this week. Right?
Yeah. Keep it spicy. And I mean, like, you know, for women, you know, sometimes we might have to put some lingerie because they might be tired, but you put that lingerie on, they wake up real quick. Doing a little dance move, put little candles on. They're like, hello, what's going on? But yeah, just try to do little things like that.
Yes, it's true.
You know, maybe, you know, a lot of times, you're tired of your work, but Just, but you can't, because, but you can't expect like to go in the bedroom, it's time to sleep, and then, okay, you know, you gotta, both, each of us gotta work on like showing each other, like, you know, like affection.
Yeah, that's true.
In that bedroom as well. So, you know, you got to get it when you're intimate, you know, just make sure that, you know, you're showing each other affection.
And sometimes you have to, and what we do, you know,
music. Because,
yeah, what we do is, We'll schedule it sometimes. I know that might sound funny to you all, but we will schedule it. Like,
that,
okay,
might be you scheduling it.
Yeah, I think I do. I'm a scheduler. I'm a planner. But sometimes I plan it, you know,
that's because I got some tight pants on. He's like, "Ooh, I'm gonna get you." That's what it is. That's a schedule. Okay, tonight when we go to bed at this time. No, I'm just kidding.
But I make it. But I do make that as a priority as I schedule everything in my life. I make that's a huge priority to keep you satisfied. I want my wife satisfied, so I don't take that for granted. You know, I want to make sure that I'm romancing her any chance that I get, because, you know, you're tired. Like I say, you get tired, but it's so easy for things to get boring. It's so easy for things to get boring. And that's when a lot of people start looking outside their marriage, because they're in the bedroom, it done slacked off. You people are not, us people are not making that a priority. So you have to make that a priority
as well,
you know, spicing it up in the bedroom, keeping each other happy. Before we close out today, I did want to, you know, ask you, Jillian, a couple of questions that you can share with some of the females out there.
Okay.
What is the most important thing to you in marriage?
I think most important thing in marriage for me is, I would say the most important thing into marriage is, I don't know, I would say there's a lot of important things.
But what would you say,
like, my
is
top,
the most, is on the top of your list when it comes down to marriage or maintaining a healthy relationship? If you had to pick one word, what would it be?
Well, one word?
Yeah, one word, one sentence, whatever.
Love. You always say, no, but I think for marriage, I think is, I think one thing that's, something that's important to me, marriage is a team. It's a team. So that's one thing I would say. I would say it's teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to work with one another and you have to become a team. So I think one, you know, besides the what we went through, communication, mm-hmm, and all that stuff, I think, you know, becoming a team, it's kind of like, it's powerful to me, as we're a team. Mm-hmm. Like, we help each other clean up, mm-hmm, or we cook. Sometimes we even help each other cook, and mm-hmm, those are teamwork.
Right.
And I feel like that's also in the supportive side, like we support, mm-hmm, each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I think team, you know, like teamwork, to, you know, like just a relationship is out of love, of course, loving one another, but like being a team as well.
Okay, and then
how about you?
I would say my top of the thing is
'cause I got a list, so I don't. So you're good on this one.
My top thing, and I know that might sound just like everybody else, you know, because you see it all the time. But my top thing is communication, and the reason why, mm-hmm, I would say communication is because this is something that I feel that had a lot of issues in our marriage.
Okay.
And something that I worked on as a husband over the years to learn how to communicate. My wife has always been a better communicator with me, and it was just how I was raised and me not being in very long-term relationships prior to my wife. I think the longest relationship I ever been in was probably a year or so before I met my wife. And now here I'm going on 12 years with you. So, you know, some things I didn't feel there was important for me to tell you. I'm like, you know, I'm doing this. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm doing this. I'll be back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just those kind of things. And when you're married and you're a team, you have to always look at the big picture. You always have to look at what can go wrong, what can happen. You always want your spouse to know exactly, you know, like, you know, where you're at. You ain't got to, that don't mean if you out, if you say you're going out with the fellas, you got to call her every spot, every stop you make. No. Oh, baby, I'm here at this bar. I'm at this restaurant. Oh, I'm not saying you don't need to do all of that. That's just too much. But what you do need to do is let her know when you're going out, you know what I mean? What you're getting ready to do. So she can always know, you know, she's not guessing. Like, she's like, I know he out with his friends and things like that. You know, and even, you know, that's not just even with going out. That's just communication even in the household.
Yeah.
You know, just being open to listening to each other. Really be an ear to the other person. And it's something that we continue to work on. This is not perfect in our house. We still work on that. So communication would be at the top of the list.
Yeah, that was kind of like my top. But, you know, I said team because I said communication earlier, but... Yeah,
but that team, it kind of in sync with exactly. Communication. So.
I agree, though. That's a good one.
And the last thing I would ask, Jill, you know, for the ladies, and you can ask, I'll speak on it as well. What are some of the things that you've learned through the 11 years that you would like to share with other females on how they can keep their relationship going strong?
I think a lot. Well, let me see. So what I learned in the 11 years of my marriage to help a relationship go strong.
To help a female on the female side.
Okay.
What could she do in the relationship or marriage? If they've been together 11 years, they should be married. So
yeah.
Like, what would you say?
Now, you know, nowadays, yeah. You don't know. But
well, what would you? You know, what advice would you give her? That's struggling in their relationship. They've been together for a while, but she just, you know, she struggled on, you know, with things.
Yeah.
What would be your advice? Things that you've learned.
Yeah. What I learned, I think, is just kind of like, you know, just trying to keep, you know, make sure you're keeping up with yourself, like with the appearance side of it. You always want, you know, your husband to always think you're sexy and beautiful. So, you know, that's like a big thing because I like to dress up. So maybe that's why I think, you know, I'm just saying the appearance side, I like to dress up. I like to look nice. I like to go out, you know. So I think that's one thing for as a woman, you know, you always want to look good. And then I also think, you know, what I learned in the relationship, I mean, in marriage as well, is just, you know, like me, I always I'm a person that like I care a lot and I go hard for the other person, and you know that because you're like, oh my God, you're overboard. But I think as a female, you do have to show, you know, appreciation to that man, because you don't, you know, some men out here, they have some struggles or they have kind of like scars. Or, you know, or just, you know, being a man out, you know, sometimes is rough. And so depending on your background, you need to support them as a man. I mean, as a woman too, but I'm saying as a woman, I think that I always try to support you and all your ideas and be supportive. And I think you appreciate that of me, that I always got your back and I'm like always in your corner. So as a woman, I think, you know, those are important things as well. And what else? And I think that's like a lot of main things. I mean, you know, I got like my career goals and my future things that I want. I think goals are important. Personal goals as a woman is important because, you know, for me, as long as I got my personal goals, you actually, you know, a man looks at, wow, this girl, you know, she's got her stuff together. So you want to make sure you have your business, career, and your goals together as a woman, as a person, and then in your marriage. So those are important as a woman for marriage, I think.
Okay.
You know, in a relationship.
Yeah. So on a man's side, what I've say I've learned through the 11 years is, I wasn't raised how to fully treat a woman. I always been a really nice guy, humble, giving guy. But I wasn't raised, you know, I didn't have the father figure to tell me, you know, how to treat women or show me exactly how to treat women all the way. So I always was nice, but it was a lot of things that I had to learn. A lot of things that I've learned over 11 years on, you know, how to take care of a woman. So one of the things that my advice to men would be like, you know, take care of your woman. Make sure you provide. And that's number one. Make sure you are a provider, that you can take care of things. Now, you have two income households, like we do have two income household incomes. But still make sure that you are giving, you know, you are taking care of her, you know, taking her out, buying her nice things, going out your way.
Surprises,
you know, making things special. Sometimes just telling her, look, I got this. Don't worry about that. You know, that's important, you know, really providing. Also, what I've learned is, you know, you got to be able to scale back and listen. This is one of the things I struggle with, guys, being able to listen to women. You know, they are a lot more emotional. And sometimes, you know, through the years, I just like, oh my God, what now? You know
what I mean? Oh my God, he has to learn that, boy.
Oh my God. So I'm still learning, fellas, just, you know, how to have that open ear for your wife. You know, be fair, you know. They are emotional creatures. They, you know, they are more sensitive than us. So, you know, opening up that sensitive side a little bit to be able to listen to your wife.
I want to add one thing. Cooking and cleaning is important as a woman too. Because he loves cooked meals.
Yes.
And Sunday dinner, ooh boy.
Yes, I love it.
He loves cooked meals.
Keep it coming. But you know, those are the things. You know, some of the top things. I hope we have been able to share some insightful things for you guys. You know, marriage or any relationship is not easy at all. But me and my wife work at it. And these things that we're saying is not just to entertain you people. This is not scripted or anything like this. Is real. This is actually what we talk about on a daily basis. These are the things that we work on a daily basis, and it ain't all peaches and cream, but it's vitally important to both of us. So we really try to work on these things. We really hope that this was helpful to a lot of people. Please feel free to leave your comments. Let us know what you feel about this episode. This really was, I was excited to do this episode because I know this is a struggle in a lot of people's households, as it has been in our household, and we've gotten a lot better. The main thing I would say in closing is keep God first. Make sure that you keep God in your relationship. Stay prayerful. You know, so when you're sitting down at dinner, you know, have a prayer with your wife and your kids, and we do that. We do that when we sit down for dinner. We pray and we ask God to continue to bless our marriage and watch our household. Without God, we wouldn't even be in this situation right now. So we hope you all enjoyed this episode. Continue to listen to the podcast that we've been doing. I have a new YouTube that's coming. That'll be available next week. Thank you all that's been listening for giving feedback. Thank you, Jillian, for joining me in my podcast today, honey.
Sure, wifey. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
This is very fun, and I hope it's been helpful for you guys. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.